Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yes, man, what a beautiful song. Shom, this afternoon right here on Spectrum, John Weller with As For Me and My House. You're tuned into Spectrum with me, Mpho Moko, right here on AM 657 Radio Pulpit. We are your daily companion. Right now, I'm connecting with my second guest. I did mention that her name is Lara Schoonfeld. Lara, I hope I'm pronouncing your surname right. Am I saying it right? Are you Lara Schoonfeld?
It's Lara Schoenfeld. It's actually a German surname, but don't worry, all the South Africans say it like that.
I've butchered your surname. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Lara, I'm so glad to have you this afternoon on Spectrum. And how's your day so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm glad it's the weekend. And you?
Yeah. No, I'm also glad it's the weekend. At 6, I'll be knocking off, and I'm looking forward to spending time with the family.
Absolutely.
Now, Lara, you're educating us this afternoon on how to ignite, a child's super senses these holidays, and also on how to meaningfully engage your toddler during lockdown. I'm interested in learning all of this. Let's get into it. What tips do you have for parents who are feeling, daunted by having their kids at home during school holidays and the lockdown period?
Paul, I think it's so important in holiday, we all function with routine, don't we? Even as adults. And I think in holidays, sometimes we just ditch the routine, but it's really important for our little ones to still have some things that happen the same time every day, or in order at least, So make sure they're still getting their breakfast, make sure they're getting their naps and going to bed at a good time. But I would say if you are at home with your little one, especially toddlers, they love imitating and copying us adults. So involve them in everyday activities. So things in the kitchen, loading the washing machine, whatever they can do safely. And then have some focused one-on-one time. Filling our little ones' tanks early in the morning will really help them to feel like, they've had your focused attention, and they'll probably be more likely to let you do some of your own things. So just 15 minutes where you get down on the floor with them, you make eye contact, you put your cell phone away, and you just be, and you just watch what they do, and you comment on what they do. And you'll be amazed at how that special 15 minutes will really fill their tank. And then I would say to parents out there, really don't be scared to let them be bored. Boredom is so critical for children. And I think as parents, we think we have to entertain our children all the time. Hey, that we're doing something wrong when they say, I'm bored. So giving them, putting on some music, letting them dance, giving them blocks, giving them empty boxes, just, the box that the microwave came in, or small boxes that the panado came in.
Nice.
And giving them books and reading time. Just is so, so important. So there's some activities that don't cost a lot, that really are easy to facilitate. And if they say they're bored, they'll soon, if you don't give in and try and entertain them, they'll find something to do.
Hmm. Now, tell us about the Playbox holiday program that you've just launched, and how can parents access it?
Yes. So often as parents, we still feel, how do we play optimally with our little ones? And we've launched a 4-week free program for everybody out there. So every day you get 2 activities, either art, sensory play, imaginary play, or some movement ideas. So you join the Playbox campaign. And then on Facebook, we have lives every day with really engaging educational content. It's actually our online teachers who volunteered to give these lives, and so they'll be reading a story, they'll be really engaging, so not passive consumption of tech, but reading stories, involving the children, getting them to sing and dance and move, showing them maybe how to do an art activity or a pretend activity. So it's free, and we would love as many people to be part of it as possible.
Sure. And now tell me, Lara, what are toddler super senses?
So my co-founder and I, Meg Fora, when we started our PlaySense, our PlaySense educational offering, which is really for 2 to 5-year-olds, we had all these lofty ideas of what we wanted to instill in little ones, and not just those milestones being fulfilled, but we had this whole lump of things that we just couldn't put a name to. And then one day the penny dropped and it was super senses. And that's things like a love for learning, being creative, problem solving, having drive and curiosity. You know, the what toddlers hear a lot all day is be quiet, sit still, don't touch that, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, toddlers have this innate drive within themselves for autonomy. They're learning that they have their own mind and their own voice and their own behaviors, and that is often frustrating for us. That's where the tantrums come. But it's actually such a positive time. If there are safe boundaries and we actually engage them in play, those super senses will be ignited. And, you know, all the research out there telling us what the future is going to look like, that we don't know what it's going to look like, that if they read it, if they started university, by the time they finish, the textbook will be outdated. You know, they actually really need these things. They need to love learning, to be creative, to be problem solvers. And so really playing ignites that. Children have a natural curiosity. They then explore. When they discover something for themselves, their chemicals are released in the brain, like that are the reward channels in the brain. So they actually then practice. You know how children love the same story over and over, the same song. They love playing hide and seek over and over again. That's actually because their brain is giving them those chemicals so that they practice. And when we practice something, we get good at something. So they grow in confidence, and then they're curious and they explore even more. So play is a natural sort of self-reinforcing cycle, and those are the super senses. And unfortunately, we feel that education today sometimes wants to, you know, hijack those super senses. We want children to just conform. We want children to be part of this factory, and everyone must do the same thing. So, yeah, we really want to ignite the super senses.
Sure. Now, how can parents get the right balance between on and offline learning, you know, stimulation for toddlers?
Well, I think if you're going to choose something online, to just ask yourself how passive is this for my child, and how engaging or active is it? So, you know, even for little ones to learn language, the research shows us that they have to see a real human in real life moving their lips, moving their tongue, moving their mouth, making expressions. Our body language communicates so much. So children don't learn from screens. That's been proved over and over again. So play, play, play. I can't say it enough. And I'm not saying that parents need to be there every single moment directing the play, but giving them that 15 minutes of focused attention. We call that guided play, where you are really encouraging what they're doing. But then on the other hand, giving them opportunities for free play, like I mentioned, music and dancing, playing with blocks, building something with a box, playing with balls, looking at books. Those activities will really help children to get all the developmental areas stimulated, but also to entertain themselves. And that's also a critical skill.
Sure. This was really informative, Lara, I must say. So if the parents listening this afternoon would like to get more info on this, how can they keep in touch with you?
Great. So they can head on to this URL, which is playsense.org, and then /playbox with a hyphen in between play and box. And then they can sign up there, and they will be sent all the developmental activities, as we've explained, week by week. We've got themes. So we've got bugs, dinosaurs, my town. And it's so lovely to see people posting on Facebook, seeing what they're getting up to with their little ones, how they're just seeing a different side to their toddler. They feel empowered because, you know, these activities have been written by myself, an occupational therapist, and a whole lot of our teachers. So that's playsense.org, and then /playbox with a hyphen in between playbox, and then /sign up. So that's where they can find it.
Sure. Thank you so much, Lara, for chatting to us this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. And have yourself a great evening and a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so, so much.
It was nice chatting.
Okay. Enjoy playing.
All right. And that was Lara Schoenfeld, she says, family. And right now we're going to take a song. Here is Tasha Copes with Forever at Your Feet. You're tuned to Spectrum, AM 657, Radio Pulpit. We are your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.